This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Whip out your joystick and get ready to give it a wiggle. You're here with Joy Drive's monthly video game gossip with Elliot Attard.
Heart. Elliot, fresh from PAX.
Warren, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Good to see you. But we haven't spoken since you went to PAX, have we?
Have we not?
No.
I mean, we have, just not on air.
No, but not on air. But we better tell everyone, what was PAX? How was it?
It's not real unless everybody hears it.
Exactly.
PAX was great. So PAX, Penny Arcade Expo, the biggest expo for video games in the Southern Hemisphere. It is here in Melbourne. It was extraordinary. It was over 3 days. I think it was October 10 till 12. So a few weeks back now, but Checkpoint and therefore Joy was there representing. We had a booth. We got to talk to community. We ran a panel. We were having developer interviews. We were flogging Joy and all the cool things happening here.
How professional.
It was really cool and fun. And the connectivity you have at events like this are extraordinary. And also the local video game scene here in Melbourne, I think just across Australia, is so queer and diverse. It's really heartening and really fun. Everybody just goes to these events as they are.
Isn't that great?
It's beautiful. So it's welcoming. It's really, really welcoming and cool.
So get into the world of gaming. Now, there's been a lot of noise around Microsoft and Xbox lately, reports of internal pressure and strategy shift. What's happening behind the scenes, Elliot?
Yeah, so it's not great news. So the headline here is that Xbox management have they're pushing for new internal goals, right? So very specifically here, they're asking for 30% profit margins on all of their video games, right?
That's a big profit margin.
It's a big profit margin. And I think on the surface level, everybody's like, well, they're a business and they want profit. Like it makes sense. However, they're also a creative industry, right? Like video games, just like film, TV, radio, any kind of media, it's a creative outlet. And we all know that as soon as everything is decided in a boardroom, like with money being the core
out
driving
of touch
factor,
execs.
Exactly. Then we start aiming for the wrong things, and the industry as a whole suffers. And Microsoft is one of the biggest names in video, like one of the biggest three names in video gaming, like hands down. They shape what this industry is. Mm-hmm. And the fear here is that it exacerbates pre-existing issues, right? So, for instance, the rise of AI in video game design.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, it's a massive concern. I mean, it's a big concern across all industries, but AI more and more is seeping into the way video games are designed, right? From the artwork that is displayed in video games to the dialogue that is written in video games to everything. And every single time AI is utilized, like these games are not only losing a bit of their humanity, but also the people employed to make the games are no longer being employed to make the games. And everything is, again, pointing towards how do we make the most profit rather than how do we make the best thing, the most creative, the most innovative, the most extraordinary thing. And when you stop pushing for innovation and you stop pushing for creative freedoms, you just get the same old churn of garbage that is like, what you'd call like a popcorn movie, right? Like something that is basic and like a Marvel film. No offense to Marvel fans, but they're not really pushing the boundary.
I like to compare this to, when going back in time, records, right? We've got our vinyl and it sounds good. And then we got the CDs, et cetera, and what have you now. And there's just something different about it. It hasn't got that sort of that wholesome depth to the sound. Mm-hmm. If you get a video game that's been developed by AI, is it like that? Can you sort of tell that it's not quite right?
You can absolutely tell because it comes across as lazy or repetitive or redundant or, I mean, AI, generative AI specifically, it makes a lot of mistakes. We all know that. We all know that it lacks that kind of humanity and artistic freedom that really resonates. And that's not to say that something can't be created that is passable. But if the goal is passability, then we are aiming so extraordinarily low. And I think the context to give to really push all of this is that the video game industry is the largest media industry by far. It's like film and music industries combined plus an extra whatever. It is huge. The amount of profit flowing through video games is remarkable. And yet the execs at the top keep saying, we need more money. Having all the money in the world is no longer good enough.
No.
They need all the money in the world times two. And so we're seeing job losses and studio cuts and, you know, all the creative, innovative games are being cancelled so that they can do the 50th iteration of that same military shooter. And it's just so dull.
The shareholders happy.
Yeah.
At the expense of the game.
Sorry, I feel like I'm getting passionate here,
I love
Lauren.
This.
I'm so sorry.
I love a soapbox. In fact, I want to, if anyone's out there as a carpenter or something, can we build a Joy Drive soapbox?
Yes. Because
I don't think I'd ever get off it.
I don't think I know what a soapbox is. I mean, I know the phrase, but I'm trying to think what is a physical
what's it look
soapbox?
Like? Let's get one. If anyone can get a Joy Drive soapbox, you know where the Joy Drive studios are in St Kilda, send it down. Now, Elliot, so we're chatting with you about gaming. Let's catch up on what you've been playing that has surprised you for better or worse.
I tell you what, I'm getting into the spooky season, and I know everybody is. Very boring of me to follow suit, but here I am. But I am playing a game that is very creatively different, innovative, and interesting. It's by the name of No, I'm Not Human. It's by a small development team. I'll give you the quick premise, and you tell me what you think.
Okay.
Basically, this is a fictional Earth where these creatures known as the Visitors are kind of crawling up through the Earth, and they look and resemble humans, but they're specifically not human, and they are killing the humans off.
Right.
You are occupying a household. The house is well enough defended, and these visitors keep kind of
The Visitors by ABBA.
Put that in the background.
Aliens knocking at the door.
So these visitors are knocking at your door, and they look human, and you interact with them, and they sound human, and a lot of them will have tragic backstories. Oh, I'm a neighbor. I can't get into my property. I'm so worried about the visitors. Please, can I have refuge within your house? And you have to decide, in talking to these people, who are you going to let in? And who are you concerned are a visitor and who's going to try to kill somebody at night?
Oh my
and you end up housing all these people, and you might wake up
someone
one morning and somebody's dead. And you're like, there's a visitor in the household and I don't know who it is.
So is it all about intuition?
It's a bit about intuition, but it's also about investigation. So as the game unravels, you start finding more and more telltale signs of who a visitor might be. So maybe they have bleeding gums, maybe they don't have armpit hair, and suddenly you are going around interrogating your house guests and asking them to show you their underarms so that you can investigate. And some of them might have reasons as to why they don't have underarm hair, and you're like, are you a visitor or are you just shaving for aesthetic purposes?
I had a shave today, actually, so trust me, I'm not a visitor. Elliot, I love it. Always good to chat with you. Checkpoint is on Saturday here on Joy 94.9.
It's Heckpoint this Saturday.
What's Heckpoint?
It's the Halloween special.
Oh, Halloween. Can I do a Joy Drive? My soapbox with Halloween is, please, if you're decorating your houses, don't buy the spider webs because all the birds get stuck in them.
Yes, I've heard that too.
It's terrible.
Oh, the poor birds.
Oh, it's so sad. So don't buy the spider webs.
Or put them indoors if you do buy them.
Yeah, put them indoors and get indoor birds.
Yeah, get yourself stuck in your own spider webs.
Elliot, good to chat with you. Checkpoint, what time?
2 to 4 p.m.
2 to 4 p.m. Saturday. And if we miss it, check out the podcast.
That's right.
Thank you. Elliot Attard.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.